began to get a little heavy. They missed one of the most beautiful numbers we've had. Thank you very, very much. Directors and girls of the Suncoast Ballet. Now, by special request right now, before I bring the last of the great minstrel men on, and we have another number two, we want Jack to whistle for us. Let's give him a hand. It gets better and better. And now you remember that I read the little note from Evelyn Foster Mornaway. So I deem it a great honor to present Oscar Mann at this time. So let's wander down memory lane with Oscar, the last of the famous Lou Dockstader minstrels of the gay 90s. Look through the smoke rings of memory, and you'll see the old Mississippi showboat. The curtain is up, and here's Oscar, and part of his one-man minstrel.
Don't be crying, dear. Stop that sign, dear. Trunk's all ready to go. Come, my little queen, see that tambourine, a jingle shining bright. Just imagine me, star of minstrelsy, my little heart's delight. Kiss your minstrel boy goodbye, babe. Bye, babe. Bye, babe. Oh. Happy, happy times I'm coming by and by. So the Pullman number's flopping, flopping, flopping. Be a good little girl and a nice one too, till the minstrel king comes back to you. Just kiss your minstrel boy goodbye.
Then his next number will be a bass solo, Old Man River.
Darkies all work on the Mississippi. Darkies all work while the white folks play. Pulling those boats from the dawn to sunset. Getting no rest till the judgment day. Don't look up and don't look down. You don't dare make the white boss frown. Bend your knees and bow your head and pull that rope until you're dead. Let me go away from the Mississippi. Let me go away from the white man boss. Show me that stream called the River Jordan. That's the old stream that I long to cross. Old Man River, that Old Man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton, and them that plants them is soon forgotten. But Old Man River, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bale, get a little drunk, and you land in jail. It's weary and sick of trying. I'm tired of living and fear of dying. But Old Man River, he just keep rolling along.
God bless America. God bless America.
And finally, God bless America.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairie to the oceans, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairie, to the ocean white with foam, God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home.
God bless you all, and good night, and we'll see you tomorrow afternoon about 2 o'clock, please. Tomorrow afternoon.
God bless Thelma, this hard-working woman, stay up all day and all night to put these shows on. She's the most wonderful woman I've met in many a year.
Thank you, Oscar. Thank you.
I mean that sincerely.
Thank you for that. Good afternoon, friends. I'm going to ask the president of the Florida Federation Association to step up and lead us in a little pre-program singing. And we have a lovely family group over here who are going to play for us as we sing. Cousin Aubrey, are you ready?
Yes, I am, Cousin Thelma. Thank you very much. Friends, we're so happy to have you back again this year. Thus far, I think you will agree, if you have been here for the programs, that they have been by far the best that we have ever had in attendance as well as performance. And we are pleased with your presence because certainly we would have no festival if it were not for you. And let me say, in the main, the purpose of our festival association is to work for the preservation and the furtherance of those traditions in life and those habits, customs and so forth, and arts that have given us the great America that we have today. It is so easy for us, and you young people, I speak particularly now to you, it is so easy for us to feel that those things that we have and enjoy in life today came from some city, maybe from some high up in some building, 10th, 11th, 20th, or 50th floor, when actually they did not. They came to us through the ways and the doors and openings of a wilderness that was hewn away, cleared away, by a people who were seeking freedom of life, happiness, the pursuit of happiness, and a place of a livelihood for themselves, and a great nation where they could worship God according to the dictates of their own conscience. So as we look back, the joys that we're having today, let's use the past as a blessed memory to promote us in our thinking and push us on forward in the future to do greater things than we have in the past. And in this world of tension, let us today, as you have for the past hours in the programs past Friday and yesterday, relax and enjoy ourselves with a heart full of appreciation for those who have come to render before our eyes again many of the arts and traditions and customs that have been ours to enjoy in the past. I take this opportunity to thank those who have participated in our program, those who are participating this afternoon, and to every one of you who have contributed toward this and other festivals. I shall not take much more time, but I do want to take this much, if I may, please. I would like to recognize and have you know some of those in our organization. And incidentally, before you have left today, if you have not done so already, we solicit your membership in the Festival Association. The membership, annual membership, is $2. It entitles you to all the programs of the next festival. And furthermore than that, you'll be working toward a greater and a more forceful organization. We're doing our best to present it as we hope you like it and love it. But we're doing our best, too, while we do it, to bring you something that is authentic, the real thing, in other words. I'm going to ask to stand and be recognized at this time, if you will, please, the president of our Florida Festival Association, the vice president of our Florida Festival Association, Bill Fiegel. Bill, would you stand up and let the folks know who you are, right over here with the camera in his hands? Let's give Bill a hand, will you, please? And one of the hardest working persons it has ever been my pleasure to know. Nancy, come from behind the tree, honey. Come out behind the trees, we are. Where the people. Nancy Wiggins, our secretary, will you? Thank you, Nancy. And then a man that's always on the job, a wonderful person, one of the finest in the world for the position he holds as curator of our museum, man who works hard for our festival each year in the interest of a better and greater association. I want you to give one of the biggest White Springs and all South rousing applause as you ever gave a man that works day and night for the benefit. And this goes for his wife, too, Foster Barnes. Foster, step out where they can see you, my boy. Thank you. If you could only know how we have to depend upon that fella, you'd spank him every time you get a chance. Now then, before we sing, on all her modesty, that's the word, I believe, you know her already, but for me and for those of us who work with her, as we learn to love and appreciate her more and more as she endears herself literally to thousands of people, well, to everyone she meets, I'd like you to give us one of the biggest applauses we've ever heard around this stage for your friend and mine, the director of special events, the director of our festival, Cousin Thelma Bolden. Will you do that for me now, please? You know, the good master is good to us and has been through the years, and he really sent us somebody when he sent this good soul to us. Don't you have something you'd like to say right now?
Not a word.
That's it. I've never seen her like that before. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm wondering if we missed anybody in our work group. Did we, Foster? Did we miss anyone in our work group? I hope we didn't. Who's that? Lane? Yes. Where is it? Where's that? Where? Oh, yeah. Here he is. How about an applause right behind the buggy over here, will you? The covered wagon. Oh, I see him. Yeah. Is Kendall with us? Where's Kendall? Kendall told hiding today? Bob, you're not. We always have to have Bob with us here. How about a hand for Bob and one for Kendall to go along with that? Thank you. Our program on Sunday afternoon through the years, Ms. Thelma said when we started out in the beginning, we want to particularly emphasize on Sunday afternoon our religious traditions. You know, that's the sort of thing that keeps us in balance. We may get off of balance a little bit in other things, but this is the kind of thing, our religious traditions, that pull us back. I think before the afternoon is over, you're going to say that she had did some real planning on this afternoon's presentation. And now to a man who needs no introduction to many of you, who's going to direct us in our singing, one of the finest fellows I've ever known, a man who is going to contribute much, Miss Thelma. We've got him in harness now, too, for our festival, from down the Landway, formerly lived with us in Live Oak, the executive manager of the Land Chamber of Commerce, and that's not a commercial plug. I want you to know where he lives so you can stop and eat with him when you go through there. He's going to lead us in our singing as Mrs. Grant at the piano plays, and Mr. Grant goes along with us. I believe Gary's going to help us some, too. Forrest Breckenridge. Let's give Forrest a good hand, will you, please?
Let's take your song sheets. I think they've been passed out to everybody. And we're going to open this up with some good old religious songs. This is Sunday, and there's nothing more appropriate for this Sunday afternoon. The first song we're going to sing is number 2, when the roll is called up yonder. We want everybody to enter into it. Now, if you'll play. All together now.
When the roll is called up yonder, life will be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather round the other of the shore, and the roll is called up yonder.
All together now.
When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll. Slay before the master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the
on the list is number 3, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. I'm sure everybody knows that, but I think a lot of you are not singing. Now, most everybody knows these songs. We picked them out for that particular purpose. They're old songs that everybody knows. Let's everybody enter into it. If you don't know the words, you don't have a slip, just hum it. And let's everybody sing. Together now.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Now leaning, leaning, step by step.
I believe he has someone to introduce that you're going to enjoy hearing very much, Aubrey Fowler. Fred, if you're around, come on over. We'll sing one more song, and he'll come up next. Now, this is one I know everybody knows. Shall we gather at the river? It's number 4 on your sheets. Shall we gather at the river?
Together.
introduce our next number.
Appreciate very much the way you were singing, and Cousin Thelma's already smiling. It does do us good when everyone joins in and chimes in to sing with us. While she's coming here, I want to ask you to do this. Nita Carolyn, will you stand up, please? I'd like you to know who's accepting these memberships. My daughter here at the table, so after the program this afternoon, don't forget where she is, will you? A wonderful suggestion. Would you please crowd up just a bit while Fred comes to the mic and give the one next to you room to sit down? We have so many people standing. Would you do that? Give us a little bit more room in the bleachers, please. We'd appreciate it. We'd like to share with our neighbors, and we would appreciate you doing that very, very much. Now, I want to say this. That's right, and last year, remember how they did that, Cousin Thelma? Cousin Thelma mentioned something to you little fellas. You remember last year how she asked you to give up your seat and maybe come sit down around the stage, if you would, and give someone a place to sit and watch the program? Last year you did that, and you did a wonderful job, and we'll always love you for it. Here are some seats right over here, I believe, already that have been made. If you little fellas would do that, come up near the stage or any place, just so you get down, that's fine. Don't get against the mic there. That's right.
They mustn't sit right. Let's put them right.
If you can come right in here, honey, it'd be just fine. Could you do that? We're in the shade over here? That's good. Thank you very much. If you would do that and give us that room, we'd appreciate it very, very much. That's fine. Maybe some others would do that. Thank you so much. We've had a number of requests to get Fred Beaver to sing a sacred song. Fred is baritone soloist for the First Baptist Church in Ardmore, Oklahoma. He has made a wonderful contribution to our festival. This is the fourth one that he has attended. He's been here with us in three festivals with Cousin Thelma. We appreciate him very, very much. His good wife, Beth, is down with him. And by the way, before you leave, go by and see some of his paintings. He's an artist. That's his hobby. He is a government clerk in Indian work out in Oklahoma. And we want you to know Fred, know a lot more about him. Come tell me, you have something you'd like to add about Fred's contribution to our festival?
No, that's all right. Let's just hold it until we get some of these people seated over here. Now, if you all will come quickly, please. I see.
Come on over, will you? If you would, before he sings this solo, we'd like you to get seated where you can be still during the time he's singing. We would appreciate that very much. You little boys and girls, last year you were so nice. You didn't run around during the program. You stayed still, and it was really wonderful. So if you do that today, we're just going to love you and talk to Santa Claus right now about next Christmas. It'll be wonderful. I see some of these older people wanting us to talk to Santa Claus, too. They already winked at me. We'll do it if they'll behave themselves. We really will. If you folks would come get seated, we'll ask Fred to come and sing for us. All right, fine. Come on up, Fred, if you will. Before he sings, you're not going to want to give him any applause, rightfully so, after singing this sacred song. I believe it will be impressive enough that you would prefer not to give him an applause. But I think before he sings, for the wonderful contribution he has made to our festival, this our fourth one, coming all the way from Ardmore, Oklahoma, to be with us. And incidentally, we enjoyed him so much this morning in the First Baptist Church in Live Oak as he sang for us there. Won't you give him a real applause of appreciation for his contribution to our effort here? Won't you do that? Fine. Now, Fred, if you have anything you'd like to say about this song, I present to you now Fred Beaver.
Thank you, Mr. Fowler. Before I sing, though, I'd like to make an excuse. And I hate to do this, but I think I better. Coming over here is quite a distance, as you may well know. And we had to cross so many rivers, especially one large one over here, a little ways. And in crossing the river, we had to swim part of the way. So that's why we both have a slight case of flu. or bad cold. Now, that's why we do have it. I think you call this river Mississippi. And I think the other one is Tallahatchie and so forth. So that's a slight excuse we want to make. So bear with us. I'd like to sing for you the verses of In the Garden. And I want all of you to join on me, with me, on the chorus. I think most of you would know the chorus to In the Garden.
I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tell. With him, though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go through the voice of woe, his voice to me is calling, and he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there none other has ever known.
Thank you.
Now, Fred, one of your friends is looking for you. We have a lovely group here this afternoon, the Grant family, and they are going to officially open our lovely Sunday afternoon with some special music.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cousin Harry, Cousin Mary, Cousin Gary, Cousin Ernie, and Mama. Thank you very much. It's time for church.
Long ago, the land which is now Barney in Brooks County, Georgia, was of verdant grasslands, virgin stands of towering pines. First, the Indians lived in the unruffled forest quiet. Then the Spaniards passed briefly through. In 1823, only 137 years ago, the first settlers came to make their homes. The life was hard. Men, after bucking stumps all day, had no trouble sleeping at night. Work for man and woman was from can when the sun first came up until camp after the sun had gone down. But a God-loving, gregarious people must have some outlet for its social and spiritual life other than the Bible and family circle. Forerunner of one denomination's established churches was the annual camp meeting. The Mount Zion camp meeting began on Tuesday and lasted until the following Monday. Standing about 3 miles from Barney is an old historic church known as Campground, and to some as Mount Zion. The first camp meeting was held on this site in 1828 by a few scattered Methodists before any Methodist church in this area was organized. William Hendry, William Blair, and Hamilton W. Sharp selected the site. Reverend Adam Warwick was the first visiting preacher. In 1831, Sion and Enoch Hall deeded the land on which the campground stood to the Methodist Episcopal Church. Housed first in a brush arbor, the week-long meetings were held without interruption until 1881. Then the camp meetings closed and the church was built. The worshipers came to camp and to worship. The minister called the campus to worship by the blowing of a cow horn. The people were in a spirit of worship all week. Services, of which there were four daily, ran almost continuously. The minister read the scriptures and explained it to them.